Once again, we say welcome aboard. It's good to be with you this time, Brother Munn speaking. A program here called A Fisherman's 5-Minute Look at the Book from the Book of Romans, Romans chapter 5. We're going to use verse 8 as our thought today. What I'm going to do this week, I want to talk about the fisherman's bees of missions. The bees of missions from a fisherman's point of view. I'm glad that you're there. I hope we're catching you just right. The Book of Romans, Romans chapter 5 and verse 8. We think about missions. The mission, in fact, as far as this program is concerned, this is the mission endeavor, or one of the mission endeavors, of Fishers of Men Ministries International, the mission arm of the Fisherman Baptist Church right here in the port of Bon Secours. It is our desire to place a witness in areas around the world, especially in coastal areas. Well, that's because of my particular burden and that God has burdened me for. Many people God leads in different directions, but this program here is a part of missions. We think about missions this week. Let's see if today we can talk about the basis of missions. What are you talking about? The foundation of something, the basis, the groundwork, the support. What is the basis of missions? I found it here, Romans 5:8. But God commendeth his love toward us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. So what is the foundation for missions? What is its groundwork, its support? Its basis is the death of Jesus Christ. See, through Christ's death, every sinner alive now has hope and help. And this, we think about the death of Christ, it gives extended mercy to those who are without Christ. Every sinner now faces the will of God. You said, what is the will of God, preacher? 2 Peter chapter 5 and verse 17 answers this in a general way. And it says of our Lord, the Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. So we think about the will of God and the command of God and the plan of God is that men be saved. So you say, what is the basis of missions? 2 Corinthians 5:17, about the same thing. For he hath made him sin for us who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. What about our Savior? Our Savior became sin for us. He paid the sin debt. God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, it is Christ that died for us. So once again, the will of God and the command of God and the plan of God is that people be saved. New Testament missions begins at the foot of the cross. What is it? John about chapter 12, verse 31, 32, Jesus said, and I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men unto me. 1 Peter chapter 2 and verse 4, who would have all men to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. Let me give great emphasis here. Everyone must hear of the death of Christ. My friend, that is the gospel. We think about, yes, that Christ, yes, he was born, that he died, and that he rose again. But the heart, or the foundation, or the basis, the groundwork, the support, basis of missions is the death of Jesus Christ. Then Jesus became the first missionary. He was the first one that left. We sing the song, out of the ivory palaces into a world of woe. My friend left his country to represent it down here on this earth. What did mankind do? Jesus came to be, my friend, the King of the Jews. What did these people do? They killed their own king. Oh, an extended period of time for us Gentiles now. We think about the church age. What a wonderful opportunity that the death of Christ avail not only for, we think about the nation of Israel, but also for what we call today the church. We think about those who make up the church. We think about those who have taken and trusted the work of Christ on the cross to provide salvation for them. I'm glad that when the blood was shed, my friend, powerful enough to forgive this old fisherman's sins. I'm glad to be saved, redeemed, justified, and to know the basis of missions is the death of Christ. Until tomorrow, Fisher Munn saying goodbye.